The scripture reading today is from the book of Galatians, chapter 6, verses 7 through 10. Do not be deceived. God is not mocked, for you reap whatever you sow. If you sow to your own flesh, you will reap corruption from the flesh. But if you sow to the Spirit, life from the Spirit. So let us not grow weary in doing what is right. For we will reap at harvest time if we do not give up. So then, whenever we have an opportunity, let us work for the good of all, and especially for those in the family of faith. This is the word of God for the people of God. Thanks be to God. Amen. The gospel reading is taken from Luke chapter 13, verses 18 to 21. Please stand as you feel comfortable. The parable of the mustard seed. He said, therefore, what is the kingdom of God like, and to what should I compare it? It is like a mustard seed that someone took and sowed in the garden. It grew and became a tree, and the birds of the air made nests in its branches. And again he said, to what should I compare the kingdom of God? It is like yeast that a woman took and mixed in with 3 measures of flour until all of it was leavened. This is the gospel of Christ. Glory to you, O Christ. Amen.
Happy Sunday, everyone. Can you hear me okay? Okay, happy Sunday, everyone. Turn to next person and say happy Sunday. Yeah, with smiles, of course. Don't forget your smiles. I cannot believe that I have entered into the 9th year of my pastoral appointment here at First UMC of Riverside. It is truly God's grace that I am just grateful to be here with you. Thank you so much for your continuing love and support, always. Before coming to Riverside, I had served 2 congregations in San Diego area for 13 years, from July 2003 to June 2016. During those years in San Diego, I was also privileged to serve with South District's DPAS, District Committee on Planning and Strategy, and South District Union. Then in 2012, 2 miracles happened to me. Number one, the first miracle, the South District Superintendent was the Reverend John Farley, who is shown in this photo with me. Now he has retired this year from the role of the assistant to the bishop. Anyhow, then D.S. Farley asked me to take the position of the chairperson of the South District Union. Wow, a district union is like a district trustees, dealing with all kinds of district finance, endowment, assets, properties, and many other operations and legal matters and management. And I had no finance or investment background at all, 0%. My undergraduate major was Christian education, and my Master of Divinity degree course did not include any classes on finance, endowment, property management, or business, none. So me, being a chairperson, no, that was out of the question. The second miracle was that I said yes to their nomination. Unbelievable, right? Not having any sufficient knowledge about finance or investment or any other legal matters and saying yes to that call was insane to me. But I said yes. I didn't know why, but I did. That's why it was second miracle for me. Thank God, almost all the lay members of the district union were professional finance experts. Probably most of the team were retired CPAs, lawyers, finance advisors, bankers, stockbrokers, and business owners, etc. These amazing and competent district union members served the district union very well and faithfully, at least while I was the chairperson. So during those 4 years, I tried to do my best as the chairperson in leading all the meetings. My most important responsibility was to say, all those in favor say aye, those opposed say no, and the motion is passed. That was the highlight. Anyhow, my four-year term as the chairperson ended in June 2016, and that was the time when I was newly appointed to First UMC of Riverside as of July 1st, 2016. During the 2016 annual conference held at the University of Redlands at the South District's gathering, District Superintendent Reverend John Farley recognized me and presented me with an appreciation plaque. And here is the plaque I got that time. While serving with the district union, I remember I had heard a certain word so many times, especially in terms of finance, is portfolio. Of course, this word portfolio could mean many different things depending on settings and context. Generally, a portfolio refers to a large, thin case used for carrying drawings, documents, etc., like this photo. It could be an art portfolio, design portfolio, photographs portfolio, sample collection portfolio, work portfolios, or many other professional portfolios. However, most commonly it is defined as a collection of a company stocks and other investments that are owned by a particular person or organization in terms of finance. Simply, it's a compilation of your investment. And behold, this term portfolio is also used as a metaphor for investment to pursue your, guess what? Happiness. Yes, this is the very interesting learning process for all of us. Everyone has and should have a portfolio for happiness. This special happiness portfolio has four major and crucial categories introduced by Professor Arthur Brooks from the Managing Happiness class that I had taken during my renewal leave. Just like financial investment, your investment for happiness is extremely important and pivotal to improving your happy life. We need all of these four categories so our happiness, your happiness, can grow in a balanced way. We will be exploring more later, but for now, let me share with you briefly these four investments that help you to develop and improve your happiness. Number one, the first investment is your faith or life philosophy. It is how you make sense of the world. It can help you to shape your personal conviction, assurance, and motivation to make differences in your life and in other people's lives around you. And it also affirms your own worldviews and perspectives. on life. The second is your family, which are the relationships that you don't generally choose, but which you can count on through thick and thin. Your family has always got your back. However, we are also aware that every family dynamic and relationship can be different and complicated. Of course, you cannot change your parents or children. That's why choosing your spouse is one of the most important decisions in your life if you decide to create your own family. And that's why making and keeping such a lifelong commitment is one of the most important factors of your happiness. Number three, the third are your friendships, which you choose and which are generally your most close and enduring relationships. Sometimes, or many times, your choices of friends can last a lifetime if you continue to be happy with your friendships. Loneliness might be one of the worst barriers that keep you from living a happy life. We human beings are social beings, and our relationships and our interactions with other people around you are so essential and so paramount to sustaining our happy life. The fourth is your meaningful work. That doesn't mean work that pays a fortune or features a fancy title. Rather, it's work that allows you to earn your success and serve others. That's why choosing your career, job, and occupation out of millions of possibilities truly affects your happiness. Of course, every job is precious and important, but it is extremely important for you to find enduring joy while enjoying your job. Your work matters. I know some of you, if not many, are already retired, and it would be challenging for you to start any new job or any career path. So even though you are retired, if you are able and willing, it is very important for you to serve others as a volunteer. Bye-bye, summer bash is coming soon, so all the retirees, I hope you'll volunteer, right? Yeah, I will be elaborating more on this later, of course. So we have shared these four main essential categories in your happiness portfolio. Each aspect of the portfolio is critically important to experiencing happiness, and like any portfolio, it needs to be balanced. None of these things can make up happiness all on their own. They complement each other and exist in harmony. So, please take care of these four important aspects of your happiness portfolio under your decision and control for the rest of your life. I will be sharing with you more on your happiness portfolio. Now that I have gotten your attention on your happiness portfolio, at this point, I have bad news and good news for you. Please listen carefully. The bad news is, which is the reality, is that approximately 50% of your happiness is inherited. Wow. So half is beyond your control already. It's a given. This means you could have received a 0% chance of inheritance of happiness, or 5, or 15, or more, and luckily up to 50%. And another big chunk, like 25%, is already determined by your circumstances at any given moment. Oh my goodness, right? This 75% have been already given to you. Or, sorry, not given to you at all. Yes, that's really bad news for you, for me, and for everyone. Just as yourself and your life are a gift from God, everything in your life is also given from God, whether you like it or not. Of course, if 50% of your happiness factors are already inherited, some of you might feel that life is not fair. But you are who you are. You cannot become someone else ever. Nobody can replace you either. Remember, you are special, unique, and precious, God's beloved child, no matter what. On the other hand, this sad news can be good news for some of you. If you are born with a great deal of money, inheritance, amazing family, and many other great factors. See, some of you might feel lucky and more blessed with so many advantages, privileges, and abundance in everything. Nevertheless, while this portfolio is important, it does not bring or control your happiness entirely. In fact, a lot of your happiness is not under your direct control. Now, the good news is here. The remaining part, about a quarter, 25% of your happiness, comes from this portfolio, which is mostly under your direct control. So, keeping, developing, and managing these four categories in your life is very important. Yes, these are the four life investments for your happiness. Even though this portfolio appears to be only a quarter portion, if you commit yourself to developing your happy life, your life will never be the same. So, while working and hard to build your good relationships, let us listen to the words of Apostle Paul from Galatians. So let us not grow weary in doing what is right, for we will reap at harvest time if we do not give up. Don't give up doing what is right and what is good. God will make your life flourish and delightful. From this morning's gospel lesson, Jesus teaches us about the kingdom of God through the parables of the mustard seed and the yeast. These two parables mean that we are called to plant the seeds of love, the seeds of care, the seeds of happiness, the seeds of peace in order to build up the kingdom of God in your life, in our community, in our nation, and in our world. Even though our efforts or work might be seen as too little or insignificant, God's miracles are beyond our comprehension and our imaginations. Never underestimate the power of the mustard seed or the power of the yeast. It's not about the appearance, size, or material, but who is the miracle maker and who is the life sustainer? Jesus proclaims powerfully in Luke, "With God, nothing will be impossible. All we have to do is do our part of keeping the mustard seed, mustard and yeast faith, and loving our one another while living on this earth." Then Paul urges all of us in verse 10, "So then, whenever we have an opportunity, let us work for the good of all and especially for those of the family of faith. Therefore, no matter what, if you never give up scattering the seed of joy in your life and around you, God will never stop establishing God's earthly heaven in your life and in everyone around you. And your life will be full of joy, gratitude, love, and peace. As I close my sermon, I'd like you to join me in prayer. This is one of the favorite prayers, my favorite prayers of Apostle Paul, written in the book of Romans. This is a prayer to God for one another. Let us pray together. May the God of hope fill you with all joy and peace in believing, so that by the power of the Holy Spirit, you may abound in hope. Amen. And my sermon series is to be continued. Thanks be to God. Amen.